Translation. Sri Hari, Lord Sri Krishna, resided at Hastinapur for a few months to pacify his relatives and please his own sister Subhadra. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna was to start for Dwaraka, his own kingdom, after the battle of Kurukshetra and Yudhisthira's being enthroned. But to oblige the request of Maharaj Yudhisthira and to show special mercy to Bhishma Dev, Lord Krishna stopped at Hastinapur, the capital of the Pandavas. The Lord decided to stay especially to pacify the aggrieved king, as well as to please Subhadra, sister of Lord Sri Krishna. Subhadra was especially to be pacified because she lost her only son. Who was he? Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu, who was just married. How old was Abhimanyu? Anybody? 16 years old. Can you imagine? There are a few daddies here in this room. Can imagine losing the only son, 16 years old. And here is the sister of God. She was helpless because Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sachara, everything moves by the hands of God. It's not that, you know, I'm the sister of God, why you allowed my only son to be killed. Everybody was under the umbrella of Lord Sri Krishna in the battle of Kurukshetra. He decided who will stay, who will go, who will be killed. Because it's better to... What is it? There is one thing very beautiful. It's it's temporary, but to die with the glory, it's eternal. Something like that, I can't remember. But he's one of my favorite hero of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Abhimanyu. And he was just married. The boy left his wife. Who was his wife? The ladies. Uttara. Who was the father of Uttara? Not the man, the lady. Who was the father of Uttara? Yes. Which kingdom? Matsya. Yes, you got it. It's beautiful. If you read the Mahabharata, it's very condensed. Not the old one, but the one that Krishna Dharma Prabhu summarized, retold. It's very, very nice, beautiful. Everything is there. The Lord is always pleased to satisfy His devotees in any capacity. Only His devotees can play the parts of His relatives. The Lord is absolute. End of purport. Now, I didn't really prepare for this class, but I was reading yesterday and I dived a little bit into the Mahabharata, which is because I remember some years ago when my son was 16 years old, he had an accident and we almost lost him. We almost lost him even in January. He's got a bit of a extreme karma. And I felt a little bit this personality of Abhimanyu, you know, came to my mind. And I was meditating on the pastime. And I was just about to go out on book distribution, and I remember that day I was praying to him because thinking of him, you know, actually this boy, he's the catalyst person. If it was not for him, we wouldn't have had Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because he left a legacy behind, a beautiful legacy, a child in the womb of his wife, Uttara. And that legacy was named, anybody? Parikshit Maharaj is very... And Parikshit Maharaj was the name itself was the examiner, someone who was searching for that beautiful personality that saved him from the Brahmastra. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to protect someone, nobody can kill that person. But if Krishna wants to kill someone, nobody can protect that person. So Maharaj Parikshit, he is the initiator, because he was the one to invoke the Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. And that's why I was keeping the books in my hands before I went out. And I was thanking Abhimanyu, this boy. He gave his life not as a coward, but as a hero. He fought very bravely, surrounded by all these Maharati, Bhishmadev, Karna, Duryodhan, Ashwatthama, Dronacharya, Kripacharya. All of them, they shoot arrow on him to kill him. He was like a description on the Mahabharata. He would walk like a little, like a panta. You know, a panta, very beautiful. He was very attractive boy, very agile, very fast, very clever. He knew all the martial art that is to be known. It took all these Maharati to take him down, because one by one was not possible. It said he was even more powerful than Arjuna himself. But there was one problem. He couldn't get out of the Chakrabyuha. The father was teaching the boy when he was in the womb of Subhadra. But he only told him how to break through. He was the only one how to enter. And Arjuna was very, very far away, was taken away, distracted by Jayadrath. It was all planned by the Kuru. Take away Arjuna and we can kill this boy. You know, when you want hurt someone, you don't hurt that person. You hurt someone who is very dear, the heart of that person. Like your own child or you, someone very dear to you. It pains even more. If someone try to attack you, you don't mind. Even if you die, you don't mind. But if someone tries to harm someone who is very dear to you, that's when your beast comes out, isn't it? And that's Lord Nrisingadev, the same. They try to hurt Prahlad Maharaj and this beast came out of the pillar. The Lord comes out like a beast. But it's not a bad thing, beast. It's, you know, to protect a devotee, it's because devotees are very dear to Krishna. Anyway, I was just thinking of this boy, and I said, okay, I'm going to give a class tomorrow, But I would like to talk about this little boy today. Is that okay? Everyone agrees? It's nice to hear, you know, that it's an unsung hero. How he came about. Now, we go back a little bit, the story, that when the Pandavas, they were harassed and exiled into the forest for 13 years, 12 or 13? 13, and the 14 was the incognito. 13, the last year, the incognito year, they took refuge into the kingdom of Matsya, and it was reigned by this king called Virat. And one by one, they didn't go all together, but only Nakula and Sahadeva, they went together. They took a shelter there with different names because they couldn't trust anybody. Only Krishna knew where they were and what they were doing. Nobody else. They couldn't trust anyone. Even from the house of luck, the Pandavas, they understood, we can't trust anybody. They tried to burn them alive. That's why as I said it before, you know, they says, my brother sent me something, don't trust, you can't trust anybody. Always remember that the devil, once he was an angel. People, they can change. The best friends, you know, they can betray you. Or the enemy, they can become your best friends. There's a saying in Italy, there is no enemy more dangerous than a friend when he becomes your enemy. And sometimes there is no friend better than an enemy when he becomes your friend. So they took shelter in the kingdom of Virat, and with different names. Yudhisthira, he came in as a Brahman, and he came in under the name of, anybody remembers? Kanka, yeah, that's the one. And he became the advisor of the king, King Virat. Very humble, Yudhisthira was. And then later on, one by one, they showed that they couldn't come all together. Then Bhima went, and he wore unassuming clothes, and he took shelter. He said, you need a cook? I can cook. And he came under the name of Vallabha. And then later on, Arjuna came. And he came as a woman, dressed as like you, Mataji. He came as a woman. And he came under the name of Brihannala. And they said, okay, what can you do, Brihannala? He said, oh, I can teach dance, and I can teach singing to your children. You know, I cannot imitate, you know, the female voice, but... Dear king, I can do something, don't worry. Can you imagine, powerful Kshatriya, who devastated muscles and everything, with a female voice. And he was appointed to teach dance to the child of the king. What was the name of the child of the king, the little girl? Uttara, yeah, Uttara. And he also had a son. Anybody remembers the name? The king was actually very, very attached to his son, King Virat. Does anybody? I don't remember myself the name. But if anyone remembers his name, it's very long name. So, and then Draupadi came as the wife of five Gandharvas. She presented herself as a celestial woman under the name of Saurendri. Correct? Surrendering. And then Nakula and Sahadeva, they came later on. And they took care of the horses and the army, you know, polishing, you know, all the, how do you call it when someone works with the steel and blacksmith, yeah, they were like a blacksmith and take care of the horses. So, and those are the five Pandavas. One by one, they infiltrated as a shelter, for shelter, King Virat. Now, there was only 2 weeks left before the year finished. Actually, before those 2 weeks, what happened that the King Virat had a brother-in-law, the brother of his wife. I can't remember the name, I was known. Kichak, but I can't remember the name of his wife, Virat's wife. But this Kichak was a very powerful warrior. And he was actually very famous all over Bharat. Everybody knew that the only person that could kill him was Bhima and nobody else. He had the strength of, I can't remember how many elephants. But this Kichak, there was one thing in him, in his heart, which was very inauspicious. He was very spoiled, and he was very arrogant and lusty. He could take advantage of any ladies in the kingdom. And the king couldn't say or do anything because this man is very powerful and he could destroy the kingdom. And he was living there in the kingdom of his sister. The sister was the Virat's wife. So this Kichak, one day he was lusting over Draupadi, Saurendri. And he was harassing her. He was alluring her every day. So Saurendri went into the kitchen one night and spoke to Bhima, said, "You have to take off this chap from my shoulder. He is harassing me. You are my husband. You have to protect me." So Bhima was always ready to protect. He was actually the protector of all the Pandavas, always ready to attack. Ksha, ksha means to attack. Bhima had a good heart and he was always very protective towards his family, especially his wife Draupadi. In fact, even when Draupadi was disrupted into the Kauravas after the game of dice, then what happened that the only one who broke the silence, because part of the, they were supposed to surrender everything and keep quiet, but the only one who couldn't keep quiet and he wanted to kill Duryodhan, he was Bhima. He said, you know, "I will kill you, I will break your thigh one day." He couldn't tolerate. So he was always very protective. He was the only one who spoke in favor of Draupadi. And of course, Lord Krishna, by giving her the sari. And anyway, going back to Virat's kingdom, Bhima said, "Okay, tell him that you agree to spend the night with him and take him into a secluded room. I'll be there waiting for him." And then, I'll leave it to your imagination, what happened next. Bhima completely trashed him. There was a fierce fight. Draupadi was like very anxious because this guy, he had an upper hand on Bhima, and then Bhima had an upper hand on him. But anyway, so at the end, Bhima managed to kill him. And then the news came to the Kauravas. This was 2 weeks before they were supposed to come alight and not be hidden anymore. The news came to the Kauravas, and the Kauravas said, who could have killed Kichak? The only person who could have killed him is Bhima. So therefore, Bhima must be there, around that area. So what they did, the Kauravas, they tried to instigate some kind of fight with King Virat, and with Bhishma Dev, Karna, Duryodhan, Dronacharya, they all went to attack Matsya. Jai Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. And they stole all the cows, you know, just to, because you have to do something to declare war, you know. Okay, we're going to steal your cow. And that's the reason for Virat to respond in war, to engage. But then what to do? The father said, the son of Virat said, Father, I'll go on my own, and I will defeat all these warriors, the Kauravas. They are the ones, you know, they exiled out the pious King Yudhisthira and the Pandavas. So he went, but before he went, the Brahman, Kanka, Yudhisthira, he advised the Virat. He said, don't send your son alone for this war. He will get killed. This, we know very well this Brihanala. You see this lady? She's very powerful. She can actually protect your son and defeat all of them. And Virat said, what are you talking about? You just be a Brahman and don't... Woman, you bring disgrace on my kingdom. I wouldn't send a woman to war. And then Surendra said, yes, Kanka is right. We heard, you know, that this Brihanala has some mystic power. Just your son, he can fight, but Brihanala, just by being there, your son will win. He will protect your kingdom. So, and then, anyway, off they went. And what happened on the battle of Kurukshetra, on the battle of Matsya, as soon as Duryodhan blew the conch and Bhishma Dev and all the rest, they saw, you know, Brihanala in the chariot, a woman, they didn't know, he was Arjuna. And they saw this boy, the son of Virat. As soon as this boy, he heard the conch, then immediately he was already defeated. He left the chariot and the battle like a coward. Him and all his army, they were just shattered by the conch, blowing of the conch of the Kauravas. The sound vibration already demoralized them. And they couldn't fight. So they stood out from distance, and Brihanala said, just stay a little bit away and watch. I will take care of them. So Brihanala, of course, before he went to engage to the war, he said to the boy, take me to this tree, you know, I'll get my bow. I have a special bow. And then we come to the war. So anyway, Brihanala picked up his Gandiva, and he defeated everyone. So much so that all the Kauravas, they had to retreat with the tail in their legs and run away. Ferociously, Arjuna defeated all of them, all the Kauravas, within seconds. And this boy, he saw everything. And then one of the messengers brought the news to the father and said, you know, they're just coming back, they're on the way. Your son, he won the battle. He defeated all the Pandavas, your son. Yeah, the Kauravas, he won the battle against the Kauravas. So Virat was very proud. Say, my son, I always knew that my son was a special. I always knew. And then Draupadi was there. She had a smirk on her face. And Kanka, Yudhisthira, was there. He said, yeah, it's. I told you. He said, yeah, but it's all the doing of my son. Anyway, let's play dice. Let's celebrate. And so they were playing dice, but Kanka didn't really want to play. He said, you know, I'm trying to follow the footsteps of Yudhisthira, the saintly king, to not play anymore. Because the Pandavas, they were lost everything, their wives. And Draupadi, she was smiling. Because, you know, Yudhisthira, you know, made a vow to not play anymore. Anyway, Virat said, no, I order you to play dice with me. We have to celebrate. Said, okay. So they played dice. And then again, he brought up, you see, my son, don't you agree that my son is very powerful? You know, we have to make this arrangement, that arrangement. And then Yudhisthira, Kanka, he said, you know, it was because of Brihannala that was there that your son won. So King Virat became so annoyed. You and this Brihannala, what's got to do this Brihannala, this woman? My son's strength is his own. It's got nothing to do with this woman. And then he flipped out and he threw the dice on the face of Maharaj Yudhisthira, Kanka. And he was bleeding. And Draupadi brought a cloth because they knew that if Arjuna comes, she said, she thought if Arjuna comes from the war, he will kill the king, because even if one drop of blood will spill on the ground, Arjuna would kill that person or the entire kingdom. So, anyway, the king, no sorry, nothing. Then the boy came with Brihannala, and Arjuna saw that the king was, you know, his brother was bleeding. But they didn't want to tell him what happened. They said, you know, he just had an accident. But then what happened that the boy, he spoke to the father, Virat, and said, the father said, you know, you were very powerful. Let's sell. He said, no, it was not my credit. It was actually Brihannala who defeated all of them. And then that was the end of the 2 weeks. And still he couldn't believe, Virat could not believe that. The next day, the five Pandavas, they put on their Kshatriya clothes, because it was the day of the end of the 14th year. They entered into the courtroom amongst all the, everyone was waiting for the king to come, Virat. So the Pandavas, they sat on the throne. And all the soldiers, they were wondering what they were doing. You know, the cook, Kanka, they put Kanka, you know, on the throne of Maharaj Virat. So Virat came in and he said, what are you doing, Kanka, sitting on my throne? And dressed as a warrior, as a Kshatriya. And the cook, you're supposed to be in the kitchen cooking. So that's when Draupadi spoke. He said, this woman, Brihannala, is none other than Arjuna. I am Draupadi. The one that you attacked yesterday is Yudhisthira. And if one blood would have gone on the ground, Arjuna would have killed you. So, anyway, and then Nakula and Sahadev, they were all there. These are my younger brothers and my younger husbands. So that's when the king And all the ministers and the soldiers, they saw that they bowed down to Maharaj Yudhisthira and he begged for forgiveness. And to mitigate from the offense, he said, you know, not only I want to give you my kingdom, I surrender to you, I give you my kingdom, but I want to give my daughter in marriage to Arjuna. But because Arjuna, Briyanala, had a relationship with this girl, the girl was very young, only 14, 15. And he said, I cannot accept her as my wife. She's too young. But I will give her to my son, Abhimanyu. And that's when Krishna on the next day came with Abhimanyu, with all the warrior Balaram, all the warrior of Dwaraka. They came with Abhimanyu and they performed the wedding ceremony for this great personality, Abhimanyu, with Uttara. And then, now here, we're coming back. The boy was gone, was killed, and Krishna, Uttara was left as a widow, pregnant to Maharaj Parikshit. And Lord Krishna is gone to Subhadra, Hastinapur, because there were only a few of them left. And they were there. It was Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadev, Bhimasena, Daumya, and Satyavati. And they were all there very sad. They were the remnants of the battle of Kurukshetra. Of course, Yudhisthira and Arjuna, the friend of Krishna. But, if it was not for this little boy, 16-year-old boy, we wouldn't be sitting here talking Srimad Bhagavatam. So I just wanted to say a little something about him that's glorify this hero. Because we don't talk much. I know that Mahabharata is not something that we preach too much. But sometimes it's nice to understand deeply which personality is behind what. Because if he was the cause of Maharaj Parikshit. And Maharaj Parikshit was the cause of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I just wondered, that was my own reflection that I wanted to share with all of you. And there's a few minutes left, and we ask if there is any questions or comment.